You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
Stella Anning from her album to be released very shortly, Yellow Brick Veneer. And we have Stella on the line. Hi, Stella.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well. I'm just going to leave your album just to play very quietly in the background while we chat because, boy, it is so good. I was so impressed. We've just played the title track, Yellow Brick Veneer. And, so where are you? You're in Melbourne, aren't you?
I'm in Melbourne. I will be there soon for Monday Night Confessions on September 22nd, yeah.
Yeah. And so give us a bit of your background, Stella.
I studied jazz at Monash, so I am a jazz guitarist first. I've been playing guitar for other musicians. I play with John Flanagan, who's a beautiful folk singer. And I play with a lot of soul people in Melbourne, and I play in the Jazz Lab Orchestra, which is an incredible collective of musicians in Melbourne playing all original jazz compositions, including some of mine, which is really exciting. And yeah, this is my first venture as a vocalist, as a lead vocalist. I've sang a lot for other people, but this is the first time I have recorded my own album.
Oh, really? Vocalist. And as a vocalist? Well, look, yeah. Your vocals are sounding great. Did you feel good about singing them?
I did. I felt really good. But, you know, in the studio it still can be different to live.
Oh, yeah.
But I did do a solo tour earlier this year with Michael J. Brady, who's from Sydney. He's a beautiful jazz guitarist and has also had a lot of interest in songwriting. So we toured together doing our own projects, and I got to sing a lot of the songs on the road then, and it went down really well. So I'm really excited to take the band this time and do another tour.
Okay, so what does the band consist of?
Yes, Celine Macinas is an incredible keys player who's on the record, and she has just won the Take Note Prize in Melbourne, which is for the Melbourne International Jazz Festival.
That's great.
So she'll be, she's amazing. Someone to watch out for. She's like, her own project is like kind of metal jazz. So very different to my project, but very cool.
Metal jazz.
I know. Yeah,
wow. I don't think I've ever heard metal jazz.
Yeah.
How would you describe metal jazz?
Hopefully that kind of explains it a bit. Heavy
jazz.
Yeah, I mean, like, really. But also a lot of odd time signatures, like prog rock.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of odd time signatures. She does have some stuff out already, so please feel free to check her out.
Cool.
She's got one song. You know, it's all instrumental music, very, just super grooves,
Okay.
It's all about the rhythm.
Yep.
Is a lot of it. And also she has Greek heritage and she's been bringing a lot of that to her own music.
Isn't that it? Yeah, I really love that when there's this sort of, it's often quite subtle, but it's there. You can hear this sort of, there's a tuning or, as you say, there's a scale, there's chord progressions that are just really remind you of another world, another part of the world. It's, it's exciting, isn't it? So, okay, who else have you got?
Yeah, I've only told you one person. Kiri, I know, I could talk about them all day. Kiri Anderson on drums, who's an incredible jazz drummer. She plays at the Jazz Lab all the time. She plays with Andrea Keller a lot.
Right.
She also plays with a lot of folk artists. She plays with The Maze, who are a beautiful folk band that are touring a lot this year. So, yeah, they're all very in-demand musicians. And then I have Richard Rose on the bass, who's a good friend of mine, and he plays with the Black Jesus Experience, which is a very cool African band.
Mm.
So, yeah, they all come from very different worlds in a way. But I think that jazz and, music, it all comes together at some point.
That's
the beauty of jazz as well.
Absolutely. It's just, it's just good music, isn't it? That's what it is. It's like, and is this the band you're going to be bringing up to Sydney?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. So I know you've got Monday the 22nd at Church Street in Camperdown. And is this the Sydney album launch?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Fantastic. Have you done a Melbourne album launch?
No, the Melbourne album launch is after, on our way back.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
Am I being a bit cheeky playing a bunch of tracks? Or
no, absolutely not. The album actually has come out officially today.
Oh, so you are fabulous.
Completely correct in playing. Or feel free to play all the tunes. But, you know, I've just released that album, and then hopefully people can listen to it and get excited about coming to the gig. You know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think they will because it's a terrific album. The moment I heard the first track, I just thought, oh, wow, this is I wouldn't even know how to – well, what I love is I wouldn't even pigeonhole you because I just think it's just great music. After you've done the gig, are you heading off on a tour? What's after that?
So I'm playing in Sydney and also Canberra and Nowra. We're playing at El Horses
down
the road from you guys.
Yeah.
So it's just a short little tour this time, but we will be going to Adelaide and Tasmania in early January. Basically because the band's all super busy, we couldn't fit in any more tour dates right now.
Right.
So just excited to do a few sort of smaller tours and maintain that. I really enjoy touring and, you know, I just find that's a really great way of building my music community.
Yeah.
And also obviously meeting, you know, people that are enjoying my music and building on that. And it just really helps me be more creative and find what Australian music is. I think the touring is just really valuable.
Oh, that's really interesting to find what Australian music is. So, what do you think it is?
Well, I actually have been thinking about it a lot for myself. I mean, I do come from an English background, you know, as an Australian. But I think that comes with a lot of folk music. So I do find it interesting that a lot of jazz musicians I know do play in the folk scene. And there's a lot of folk music, especially down here in Melbourne. You can see that a lot in a lot of the jazz music is heavily influenced by folk.
Hmm.
And same with when I was working with Michael J. Brady, I would say he would kind of describe his music as folk jazz.
Hmm.
I've definitely got a lot of influences from America and, you know, American black music, soul music.
Yeah.
I love so many different artists all around the world, but also trying to find my identity as an Australian that doesn't have, much of my cultural background is just English. And, so I think that working with folk and just trying to find our own sound in Melbourne and Sydney, I think even those two cities have very distinctively different sounds, even though they have a lot of similarities, you know?
I think you're right there. And I think it's sort of... I think it's a real challenge for, if you're just starting to, you know, release your stuff, your music, your compositions and your singing and your playing. It's not an easy thing sometimes. Some people I'm very jealous of, but when people automatically know what their style is, they just slot right into it. But, yeah, there is that thing of working out what your sound is and where you're comfortable. And I can certainly, listening to tracks off this album, I can hear a sort of a really soulful sound there too for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, really.
And
nice.
This is very different. Like, I have released two instrumental albums. My first album was with Sam Kivas, and I would say it was very kind of neoclassical jazz, very different to this. And
right.
then I have another guitar trio album that I released a couple of years ago, and very kind of groove blues, and all of our sound, but you know, I just think that it's an ever-changing thing.
Yep.
You know, finding, I hope that this album, you know, I've tried to be as authentic as possible. A lot of the songs are very raw for me. They're all very real stories that have happened to me. I hope that translates well in the album.
And speaking of your songwriting, how do you approach it? Is it different for everyone?
Sometimes the song just comes out, and I think especially when you are going through difficult times, songwriting just kind of comes very easily in those times.
I know.
which is not necessarily super great. I'm hoping that there won't be the need for those kind of times anymore. But
how many musicians out there have said, you know, oh, I need to be depressed to write, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm happy and life's going really well, oh gosh, I've got nothing to say.
And I think that a lot of these songs sort of started around lockdowns in Melbourne.
Right.
And, you know, I just had a baby, so I was reflecting a lot on he's four now, so, you know, some of the songs are older and some of them are newer, but they've been a progress of, like, becoming a parent and finding out more about my own identity and understanding how I want to live in the world as a parent as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's given me a new way of seeing things, which was probably what prompted me to want to songwrite in a way that I hadn't done that before. You know, I'd always been singing with other people and I was happy with that.
Yeah.
But I usually just wrote as an instrumentalist.
Yeah.
So that's been probably why that started. But now I definitely am trying to do songwriting prompts. So I'm not just writing about necessarily what is my own life experience, but just trying to practice the songwriting craft.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to go to Banff in Canada last year for artist residency, and that I worked with Michael J. Brady, who is Sydney based there, and we started doing a lot of songwriting there. So I've gotten some songs out of that will be probably on the next album, and that's helped me hone in and craft, you know, my songwriting skills. And it's just an ever continuous thing to work on, really, which is fun.
I was sort of interested to see, to hear you say that, you know, once you became a mum, you know, it changed how you wanted to be or what you wanted to do with your music.
Yeah.
And becoming a parent changes everybody, doesn't it? It's, how did it change you, apart from the obvious?
in some ways you are exactly the same, but in other ways I think that it just gives you that extra layer of reflecting on everything as a parent.
Mm.
And so I can also reflect on myself as a parent and, you know, in the past in ways that I might not have treated myself poorly.
Right.
But now I can see that through maybe a mother's eyes of how I would, like, mother myself.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's sort of what I feel like. Maybe I've also just been having a lot more therapy, but but I just felt like it was also COVID, so it's hard to know why it was that I decided I wanted to songwrite. But, I had the need to write words because in the past I've written songs that might be about something, but it's still just an instrumental song and you're not conveying that to the audience. They can just interpret it however they'd like.
Sure.
But once you have words, it's a lot more literal, you know. And I've had a lot of people from the audience come up and talk to me about certain songs, and it's been incredible.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. That's really lovely to hear. Well, look, let's just give the folks the details again. Do you know how the tickets are going?
As in how many are sold?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Actually.
Right.
I don't know. But,
doesn't matter. We will.
I feel like there would still be tickets at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Monday, the 22nd of September at Church
Monday
Street.
Night Confessions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Church Street.
And Church Street in Camperdown. And what time does the gig start?
7 p.m. doors open, so the first set will be at 8 p.m.
Great. Okay, then. Well, it's been lovely to chat with you, Stella, and congratulations on the album. It really does sound just wonderful. I think it's something you should be very proud of. And really nice to talk to you.
Really nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I really enjoyed it.
Very welcome. Very welcome. Okay. Thanks, Stella. Take care.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.